This is the WHL This Week, Playoff Edition. Presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL Radio Broadcast Partners, and Easton Hockey. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to the show. Yes, the WHL playoffs roll on for six teams. It's already off to round two. We'll have the complete first-round playoff breakdown coming up. First WHL Player of the Week in the postseason is Vancouver Giants forward Jordan Martinook. This after his hot start in the series against the Spokane Chiefs, he'll be our guest. Six teams are through to round number two as the Western Hockey League playoffs continue. The Bruins came out in five first-round series, including the Portland Winterhawks making short work of the Kelowna Rockets in four straight. What a series for Hawks forward Ty Ratty. 10 goals, including four in the series' clinching victory. Voice of the Hawks, Todd Vrooman, caught up with Ratty after the Game 4 victory.
You have to be excited with the way you put the puck in the net this series. 10 goals in the four games. Talk about the offensive production for your line.
Yeah, I had a lot of help. I think Barchi and Nobles, our defense corps played really well, and I was lucky enough to get some empty nets and get some goals. So, like I said, we're a confident group right now, and we're looking forward to the second round.
Second round matchup, it's going to be against the Kamloops Blazers starting next weekend. Close series between the two of them. What are you looking forward to in series number two?
It's going to be a battle. It's going to be typical playoff hockey. They're kind of a grinding, get in your face, never quit work kind of team, and we're obviously a skilled team. So it's going to be a great series, and we're looking forward to it.
Ty Ratty, congrats on the sweep.
Thank you.
Yes, the Blazers will be the Hawks' second-round opponent after they took out the Victoria Royals in four straight. For the Blazers, it's the first time they've made it to round two in 13 seasons dating back to 1999. Brendan Ranford had the game winner in Game 4.
It's a good feeling that we finally have made it there, and it's been a long time, let's just say that.
Dylan Willick led all Blazer goal scorers with five in the series sweep.
The fact that we finally made it into the second round is something that, you know, we knew we had it in us, you know, from the start of the year, but to finally see it happen is wonderful, and we know that feeling. We're going to carry it over, and we're going to keep shooting for it in every series we get into.
And Willick knows the road gets tougher now.
Yeah, there's still a long ways to go, so we can't be too excited about this one. It's just the first step of many, but we're learning from it, we're building on it, and, you know, we're going to take that all into the next round.
For head coach Guy Charron, it was a rewarding series.
This team has learned to win and has learned to play a certain way to win, and it's really encouraging for us as coaches because the bench is very confident. The players know what they need to do, and everybody goes out there and does it. I mean, we're without Medeiski and Schaber, and, you know, two pretty key guys in our lineup, and to get that kind of effort, it shows what kind of team we are.
The Tri-City Americans are off to round two after a series sweep. Game four, though, did not come easy. The Everett Silvertips scored three third-period goals, including one in the final minute to force overtime. But the Americans stuck with it. Here's the overtime winner from Americans broadcaster Craig West.
Minute and a half to go here in the overtime. Tied at three. Foulie of Everett. Couldn't get it. Kept in by Ewan. Smacks it off the back wall. Jordan Messier slings it out of the corner. Right on. Saved by Simpson. Dug behind the net, Strommel. Down the high slot, Ewan scores! Ewan ends the game in the series! Yeah, baby! Ewan goes shelf on the glove and ends the season for the Tip.
The Americans now await the winner of the Spokane Chiefs and Vancouver Giants. In the East, the Medicine Hat Tigers swept the Saskatoon Blades in the opening round. It was a series dominated by Tiger sniper Emerson Edom. He had seven goals and five helpers and also scored the pivotal Game 3 overtime winner in Saskatoon. The Tigers now await their second-round opponent. The Edmonton Oil Kings, the top seed of the East, are moving on after beating the defending champion Kootenay Ice. The tipping point may have come in Game 3 in Cranbrook. The Ice held a 3-1 lead in the third period, but the Oil Kings stormed back for five goals in the third and a 6-3 win. They would end the series the next night with a 3-1 victory. The Brandon Wheat Kings have advanced in five games after knocking out number 3 seed Calgary. It was a big game 5 for Winnipeg native Paul Cirelli, who scored the tying goal, the overtime winner in his hometown.
Just to be in Winnipeg and to get those two goals, you know, it's definitely something I'll definitely remember, and you know, this was an awesome experience being here.
Cirelli feels the depth of the Wheat Kings, no doubt, won out.
That was definitely a huge huge thing for us, getting goals from all four of our Lions. And, you know, that was something we actually talked about as a team. You know, we just couldn't rely on one line. This is a four-line game with all of our D and our goalies. So Give everybody credit. You know, they worked really hard.
Branded head coach Corey Clouston wasn't thrilled with his top line in the first round, but was happy to get contributions deeper within his group.
You know, that's what you need to have success and go deep in the playoffs. You're not always going to rely on one line. And, you know, hopefully we'll get a little bit of rest here and get ourselves back on track and get ready for the next series.
And we'll set round two matchups in next week's show.
The best players in hockey's best development league. World-class coaching, top-notch facilities, passionate fans. This is the Western Hockey League.
Down the left side, Nugent Hopkins in over the Bronco line. The shot scores!
The WHL believes that success off the ice is just as important as success on the ice. Each season, the WHL awards close to 300 scholarships to graduate players, a total of 4,300 scholarships since 1993. WHL Commissioner Ron Robison.
We believe our scholarship program is the most comprehensive available in North America. Not only do we take care of the players' education through high school and preparing them for post-secondary education, but we offer the flexibility of a scholarship program that allows the players to determine whether they want to pursue university or a trade school or any form of post-secondary institution, which we fully support through the WHL scholarship program.
The Western Hockey League, where your future starts now. The Western Hockey League Player of the Week.
Well, Jordan Martinuk paced the Vancouver Giants to an early 2-0 series lead over Spokane. He's the WHL Player of the Week, and voice of the Giants, Dan Elliott, spoke with him.
3 goals, 5 assists in 2 games, 8 points, 4 points a night. That's a pretty good average for you.
Yeah, coming into the series with Spokane, everybody thought it was going to be a defensive kind of low scoring series, and the first 2 games are kind of unexpected to say the least. So hopefully we can just keep this going.
What do you attribute to the fact that the way you're playing right now in terms of offensively putting up the numbers like you have?
I think it's the whole team has been playing pretty good offensively. We've had a couple lulls defensively that we want to clear up, but I think from first line to fourth line, everybody's playing pretty strong offensively, so hopefully we can keep that production up.
Playing on a line with Kane France and Jackson Houken there as well, not very often you play with them during the regular season, but in the playoffs, the chemistry seems to have been instant for you.
Yeah, Houken is he's a good north-south player. He plays the body. He's a physical big body presence out there, and he's really been fitting good with me and Kane. And me and Kane played a couple times throughout the year, and we felt like we had some chemistry, but just to get put on the same line here in playoffs, we feel like we've been really gelling well and playing good together, and it's shown.
Last year it was a pretty short stay in the playoffs for the Vancouver Giants. This year off to a good start. How much fun is this for you playing this postseason? You never missed a game in your WHL career. You played every single game. What are we at now? You're at 144, 148. You're at 150 straight games here in the Western Hockey League. So you never taken a night off.
Yeah, it's a lot different this year than compared to last year. That's for sure. Because when we were going up against Tri-City, it was just, we felt like we could stay in the series, but it was just one kind of bad break after another. And when you lose 4 straight, it's never fun. But to get the taste of the playoffs last year was what I think lots of our young guys needed. And I think we're showing that despite losing 4 straight, that it benefited us last year.
Good stuff, Jordan. Congratulations. Thanks for doing this.
Thank you.
And that's the show. Hey, thanks to Todd Vrooman in Portland, Craig West in Tri-City, Bruce Lupke in Brandon, and Dan Elliott in Vancouver for their help this week. Thanks, guys. Enjoy the rest of the opening round. We'll set the conference semifinal series next week. I'm John Keane. Thanks for listening.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL radio broadcast partners and Easton Hockey, a production of NL Broadcasting Limited, Kamloops, British Columbia.